the concern I have is that, you know, it will be allocated to other homeowners who don't have the state insurance fund, and they will be allocated to automobile policies also in the future. And the concern I have now is that we have exposed Florida to this kind of situation over and over again. The legislature has frozen rates for citizens and for the public citizens insurance company, which means that there'll probably be shortfalls in the future, and that's going to be shifted again to people who carry commercial insurance. So it is a bad situation. I think that Alex Sink, chief financial officer, is trying to get the legislature to step back and not guarantee reinsurance like we have done, to the extent that we have, and it is very possible that if we have a couple of really bad hurricanes come up, we're going to see some substantial surcharges added to our accounts when we pay our bills for auto and home insurance.
Crist and Sink both expressed concern that insurance companies are still paying claims for Hurricane Wilma, including more than 6,000 that have been reopened after initially being denied. Governor Crist said he was concerned about how many of those claims were legitimate, adding, "I don't have a whole lot of confidence in the property insurance industry." The Associated Press reports that in addition to more than 6,000 claims for Wilma damage that have been reopened after initially being rejected, Chief Financial Officer Alex Sink said there have been about 1,600 new claims in the last year from the storm, which mostly affected Broward, Miami-Dade, and Monroe counties. Again, Walter Dartland with the Consumer Federation of the Southeast.
Two aspects to this. One, the regulatory agency can definitely put pressure on the insurance company to adequately handle claims for those involved. The second one is that some people simply maybe did not know that they had a claim, since I also serve on the board of the Coalition Against Insurance Fraud in Washington, D.C., there's a real serious problem that there could be fraud involved in many of the claims, and that we have to be very careful when these claims come in that they aren't fraudulent. So there's a number of issues that be carefully looked at and developed so that you just don't pay people just because they file a claim, but to be careful not to encourage fraud.